Dab, dab, dab.
Ken is a ultimate Fortnite player, and
no, because I can't floss. I never learned to floss. It's very tragic. Dennis hate me because I can't floss. Can you floss, Rod? Are you able to floss? Tell us. It's important. Don't look at me with your pretty eyes and not tell me if you can floss. They're beautiful. You have such pretty eyeballs. If you're not watching us on the YouTube, on the YouTubes, on the Tubby Tubby Us, you should go do that and see Rod's beautiful eyeballs.
I do have pretty eyes. I think they're my favorite feature. Eyes. I like, besides my big dick, but we've already gone over that enough.
I love talking about your giantly huge cock. It makes my day.
So it's funny, the other day in the ghetto, who hangs out, and I've actually... Like he started off as, he's another, as it always happens, Ken starts off as a giant troll and then ends up getting like integrated in the community.
I like those. They're usually the best people.
Yeah. And I made him my editor the other day because he wanted to do something because I always curse him when he comes into my stream. But he was like the other day, he goes, Rod, your giant hog is the worst kept secret on Twitch.
We're gonna get you laid at some point just via that. You know what? You need that as a meme. You need it to be a meme that's Rod LeCod Johnston, biggest cock on Twitch.
The problem is
on Twitch, because otherwise people think that we're saying that you're a cock. But
I mean, yeah. I see. The thing is, I wonder, is that like my touches of the dating world, which have continued to go like garbage, I'm like, my Twitch exploits don't really touch, so I don't know how helpful it'll be, because long distance dating is the fucking worst, and I'm as you know, Ken, but like it's, yeah, I don't fucking know, man. I am
We need hello and welcome to dating via podcast. My name is Continue, and I am interested in hooking you up with my boy Big Dick Rod. Wow.
Jesus Christ, Ken, I love you. Yes. And I hope you're having a wonderful day. I know you're going on an adventure. I'm gonna be gone for Ken has what you call,
I have two homes.
I know she has two homes, but this is how crazy Ken's life is. She doesn't have a return ticket for her adventures. So, yep, should be a good time.
I know how long I'm allowed to stay. I won't be staying that long.
Yeah. When are the kitties tag along? When are they getting shipped?
They are supposed to be coming up towards the end of the month. They were going to come with me right away, but the number of flights I have are too long. And then in order to use the particular company that I was going to work with, it was going to be $3,000. And I was like, no, go fuck yourself. So I found another solution that I'm actually more comfortable with. So we'll know more about that. But I'm going to bring them and let them chill and hang out and stuff. But yeah, like the longest you can stay there at one time is 6 months, and I'm not staying for six months because I got to be back here to help my parents. So
yeah, you have adventures of the kin, and
I do.
I noticed you have this thing where you're like, if you had a certain sub goal, you're gonna let your chat determine your next tattoo. But you ass, you were told by your therapist you needed a tattoo like 6 months ago, and you still haven't done it. So
I know. So this is combining. That's a good point, Rod. I should remind people on the stream that, like, in order to help with my mental health, you should tip and sub to the channel so I can get my tattoo that my therapist asked for. Yep. There's other cool incentives as well. But anyway, that's neither
I mean,
here nor there nor rabbit hair, but
I'm going to Tattoo Land on the 29th. So
ooh.
I'm going back yet again to more tattoos with I'm getting my Ripley tattoo.
I'm excited.
Yes, I'm very excited. And she just goes, "Book 4 hours." I'm like, "You woman, that's a long time at $200 an hour." I was hoping for like 2 hours, but I think she wants to
She's
sit.
like, "That's cute. You're cute. Just
You
give
know.
me $1,000 and we'll call it even,
I
okay?
mean,
Okay,
she's
bye."
basically going, yeah, because she wants to, I think she wants to fill in because my arm has like a giant gap where I'm working it. So she's gonna probably be filling in for the sleeve. So yeah, that's what it is, the joys of sleeving.
I am so ready to start a sleeve.
You could do it, Ken. Okay, but there's a couple things, and this is what I have to tell you, Ken. One thing that you're not a specialist in is planning and planning.
No.
Also, staying with one tattoo artist for more than 8 seconds.
Because I can't find any damn good ones. The ones that I find, like, they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm great at this, but I don't do that." And you're like, "Well, fuck, okay." So then you go to someone else and they're like, "Oh yeah." And then it turns out that they're great at, like, basically copy paste, but that's it. And then you go to another one who does okay, and then all of a sudden gives you something that just turns to mud. And you're like, "What the fuck?"
I hate to tell you, Ken, to get what you're looking for, you're gonna have to go to Knoxville. I'm just telling
Sorry.
you, because
No, you're right.
you I know you. I know you live in like Dolly Parton's cleavage, like you're like right in her titties, and that's where
I
you're like
am. I
located.
motorboat that shit
Yeah,
daily.
but Dolly Parton's titties are not a great spot for tattoos.
That's fair, because it's like if you go to the Vegas Strip and you get a tattoo, and you're like, "Oh, maybe I'll get AIDS, maybe I'll get a tattoo." I don't know. It's kind of like that, except with less AIDS,
Yeah,
because you're just more likely. It's just they're just walk-ins. It's typically people just showing up. Like if you were to get a tattoo at the beach, right? You go to the beach, you're like, "Woo! Me and the girls, we're gonna get a tattoo! Woo!" And so you go do that. That's basically
that's
here.
hence why your tattoos have blown up. What's that?
Listen,
Because,
my oppa still looks sick, and I would have her do a sleeve on me in a heartbeat. I love
yeah.
her stuff.
Yeah. I'm glad your op still looks good.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not saying it, like, the only one that I think got really blown out was your B, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna
Yeah.
be really sad about that. It really has buzzed through my brain about how much it stings. Oh,
I
sorry to
noticed.
fly off subject.
I mean, this is us. If you're listening to this and
We're
this
just
isn't
winging
us,
it
yeah.
anyway.
I mean, as every podcast is, I have this, woman I know who does like metal shows in England, like that's like how we're like on Twitter friends, and she just got her first like tattoo last week, and she got a little like the little like Avenged Sevenfold, like the little skull with the wings on it, and it is now currently healing for her, and I saw her tweeting today, "Oh, now it itches now," and I'm like, "Yep, that's the worst part of the whole process. Have fun."
Oh
So.
my gosh. So, like, now that people use Sanoderm and stuff to like heal them faster and
Yep.
everything, my favorite thing that I've seen from people that are getting like new tattoos. Also, I'm sorry, my camera is doing all kinds of color shifts. Apparently I'm having a rave. They'll be like, My tattoo is all like blurry and like muddy, and I don't know what to do, and blah blah blah. And it's because the blister, like the ink blister, is still there because the Sanoderm is still there. And they're like, "Oh, is it gonna like, permanently stain it? Like, what's gonna happen?"
It's only supposed to be there for
No.
4 days.
Like, it's fine. Like, it's okay. No, but like, it's this is what it's gonna look like. Yes, that's how skin works. No. I mean, I understand. Let me rephrase that though. I do understand. As someone getting a new tattoo, I understand that you would have questions about that. This is me setting the record straight because every person on the planet's going to hear this, obviously. So nobody
Yeah.
should ever have this question again. But that is not going to affect your ink, or it's not your tattoo blowing out. It's not, shitting its brains out all inside the Sanoderm.
It's just like I bought a pack of the stuff, the sheets, right, in case like my next tattoo, whatever, and they're not too bad. It was like $35 for like a package of them, but like, yeah, it's like if it that stuff makes healing of tattoos so much better that it's like amazing, and so it's like the my star section of my tattoo, like, it didn't stay on because I bled so much. And so that section, I have parts that are still healing, and that tattoo was in January. It's, like, weird, and I don't get it, but whatever. And so, yeah, so that was why my tattoo artist was like, you need more greens in your diet. So I've been I bought a thing of, like, green shit to put in my smoothies in the morning so I don't bleed as much for my next tattoo, so.
Yeah, that's a good point. I should probably wait to get one until, you know, I have iron in my blood again.
Yeah, that iron D.
Iron D, baby.
That iron dick. Dick.
Ooh. I was yelling at Stripes.
I still.
Ooh, woo, give me that iron dick.
I still think that, like, there are people that expect me to get a Suba Oog, which I can't even think that would be an actual license plate that is available in Colorado, which
I'm sure that it's not available. And
Probably has more Subarus here than any other place in the fucking country because it's like the national car of Colorado. And I know we're a state, but I still said the national car of Colorado. So
that's fine.
Here we are. Here
we're from the U.S. We don't know anything. We're dumb.
We are. Me know smart good.
Me word. Bleh.
Okay, before we get into your crazy movie, Ken.
Yeah.
What else have you been doing besides like getting ready for an adventure?
A Canadian adventure. I wasn't telling people, but then everybody just kept asking. I was like, fuck it, I'm going back to Canada. Eventually I'm going to Belgium to see Bun, but that's beside the point. I been doing? I ripped apart my computer yesterday and put it in a new case. The radiator for my water heater does not currently fit in it, so it is in pieces beside me, but it's working fine. I'm okay with it. I'm not mad. I'm okay. Getting attacked by my cat.
Yeah, if you didn't, so if you're
that's
not
the third
watching
time
the video
he's done
yet,
that.
Cat fatty boy McFatty gets up and just starts smacking Ken while she's talking and is just, yeah. All it reminds me of, Ken, was the other day Zeke in his stream wasn't feeling good, and so he was, like, gargling. And so he puts the thing in, and Lilith, his older poodle, that is, like, one of his two poodles, walks in, and she's, like, she sees her dad doing this, and she goes, like she's gargling, too. It was the cutest shit in the world. It was so
That's
fucking
adorable.
Cute. It was so cute. Yeah, so you're all ready. Have you... do you continue watching Critical Role?
I haven't picked back up, but I have started watching Big Love, which is a show about polygamy. But it's not a real one. It's a fictitious one. But
it's
it has
HBO, right?
Yeah, it's HBO, but it has so many good roots in the actual FLDS and like the actual like things that have occurred between like the rival families and stuff. Like, it's really good. It's way better than I thought it was going to be. I'm really glad I'm watching it. So I've been watching that, and then I'm still working through Avatar. I stopped watching it for a while, and then I tried last night, and I was so disappointed.
And I can't get you 90 minutes to watch Psycho Goreman.
Listen, maybe I'll do it on the plane, okay? Or on one of my 18 gajillion fucking layovers. Listen, here's the thing. I booked this ticket this fast and this like long time of travel because it was dirt fucking cheap, but for fuck's sake, 18 hours of travel is going to kill me.
I mean, you don't get anything cheap when it comes to air travel without getting bent over and fucked in the ass without lube, Ken. I mean you're getting fucked in the ass without lube for a normal flight, so when you get a cheap flight, they are like putting like ribbed for no one's pleasure, like on there when they're shoving it up your ass. They are just, it is.
You're trying to do kids in a sandbox, me, and I am not.
It's like that porn where they're like, hey, look how big I can spread my asshole open. That's the kind of porn you're like, that's like what's happening with you, kid. It is like.
Oh, yeah. We used to talk about how big your asshole was. I forgot about that. How much stuff we could shove in your asshole.
I mean, you went for days talking about how many raccoons you could shove up my asshole. And. Which...
I'm so appreciative of the fact that I can do these jokes with you because other people would probably be like, okay, at some point, can you please stop talking about my genitalia and its size?
I, At some point, one, I've done enough of this stuff, like online and, you know, creating content. And two, there are nude photos of me all over the internet. So, I don't really truly care. And there's nothing to, like, be ashamed of. And I'm in better shape than I was when I posted most of those. So, I'm okay. But, like, it's... I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, it's not just you. You have, like Pat going off about, like... Like pre-cursing every date I go on. That's all Pat's fault. I'm blaming my dating troubles on Pat.
I mean, that's fair. You should tell Pat that he is... If the next girl that you go out on a date with, it doesn't turn into something, then Pat has to come suck your dick.
I mean, on his way to Jamaica, I got a big old joint for you. Bada boom.
Skabonk.
Skabonk. Oh shit!
What
man.
Have you been watching?
I finished up Reacher, which I like, with the giant Aquaman dude who was also in the second Hunger Games movie.
He's very hot.
He's
he plays
dude.
One of the capital, one of the capital people in the second Hunger Games movie.
He's a very good looking dude, and he's very massive, and he like actually fits the character, unlike Tom Cruise. Which, if you don't know, Tom Cruise made two Jack Reacher movies.
Tom Cruise is like the size of a shoe. What is he doing? He looks like a shoe.
That was my running joke, was that Nine Less Lives is the size of Tom Cruise.
Sorry, Nine. Not really. Sorry, Nine.
Oh, man. You know, I don't know why, like, man.
Yeah?
Life is weird.
Do you ever just sit and draw boobies?
No. I used to.
Have I taken my Ritalin? No.
Probably
okay, sorry,
not.
Go ahead.
Probably not. I used to draw boobies when I was like, you know, like in middle school or some shit. It was like when my only porn was like my dad's Playboys from the 70s that I found and was...
Damn, look at that bush.
Look at that bush. I was reading it for the articles, I swear. I swear.
Of Bush.
Glycerine.
I don't know. I was going to... What?
I said glycerine.
Glycerine.
No, glycerine. Don't let the days go by.
Bye. With dirty glycerine. Breath. Use
Not
the
Listerine. Jesus.
Listerine.
Sweet baby Jesus. Okay. We should probably talk about this. You know what's funny is that how batshit this has been, it's not even nearly as batshit as this fucking crazy-ass movie that that Ken picked. And yes, we are watching, or we watch, I should say, Oversexed Rug Suckers from Mars. Ken, what year did this movie come out?
I don't know. You act like I know anything. Hold on. Sorry. I do. It came out in 1989. I should have known that without looking.
It reminded me, and all I could think of, like, is if you mixed, like, Mars Attacks with, like, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and then, like, made
cut their budget down to like, an eighth.
$10. If you don't know about Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, it had, I think it was something like $1 million budget. And then there was a shot that's actually in the fucking movie where the helicopter they had crashed. And no one got hurt, seriously, so they kept it in the movie. But that ate up, like, half of their budget, and it felt very much like this is the kind of thing where it was like, one. I have to say, this movie, I have to say, is...
We have to read the synopsis, though.
Okay, read the synopsis, Kim. Go.
Okay, but before we do, I am going to definitely do something that we don't typically do. This movie was referred to me... by Brandon from Rants of the Pod. Oh my God. Wow. I totally butchered it. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Hold, please. Let me make sure I do this right because I'm going to feel really.
Ken is
Rants from the
screen.
Black Lodge. Yeah. Rants from the Black Lodge. Sorry. Rants from the Black Lodge podcast. I am so sorry. I'd been told about this movie a bajillion fucking times. God, I feel so bad that I fucked that up. I should know better. About a bajillion fucking times, I went to a bookstore that, you know, a used bookstore, a movie store, and I had it in my hands, a physical copy of this fucking movie in my hands. And I put it up And I'm so mad. I'm so mad. So if anybody finds a physical copy of this movie, please let me know. I am here. We are here to discuss with you and introduce you to the 1989 special movie. Perfect cinematic experience that one should never miss out on. Oversexed Rugsuckers from Mars. Aliens return after 10 million years to see what has become of the human experiment that they have created, only to be disappointed by what they find. After landing, they come upon Vernon, literally come upon, a homeless bum, and decide the Earthlings are untidy and figure crossing a vacuum in a human will eliminate the problem, all as well as create a better race of beings. So, the experiment, however, goes awry after one of the aliens pee in Vernon's bottle of gin, which makes him instantly in love with the vacuum Dusty, which was brought to life by aliens. Things get a tad crazy from here as Dusty tries to reproduce and Vernon tries hard to find Dusty.
Okay. I have to say that I think I have a question about your opinion of this, Ken, and we'll go from there. Is it me, or do you think that they ran out of a budget for the alien animation section of this movie? Because it seems like it kind of falls off like midway through.
I think
like,
their entire budget went to the aliens. Yeah, but, like, let's be honest. Like,
so they,
they're claymation aliens with giant genitalia.
Yeah.
One of them was a tripod.
Yeah. And there's giant boobs on the female one. But what I talk about with that, they had this whole opening section with them, and it is claymation. You got it right. It's not very good claymation, but it's claymation. And they like set up the plot like Kid just read. And then like a third of the way through the movie, they're like, you fucked up. Like the vacuum cleaner is a problem. You need to go fix it. And they send the big boobed one back. And she doesn't fix anything. And then they're not in the movie anymore after that.
Well, they have their little... No, they're in the movie again after that. Maybe. Actually, I don't know. I felt like defending something for some reason.
I don't think they...
But they
I
do have the Simon Says light.
Oh, they pop back up at the very end, but they don't do anything. It's the Simon Says, like, they're... This is how ghetto this movie is. The like, spaceship that they fly around in is a Simon Says, like, thing.
And it's inside of, like, one of the old shitty construction tin lights that you would find. I used to use one for a green screen light back in the day. But, yeah, like Simon Says, just floating around. But, hey, you don't see a lot of wires or lines on it. But then again, the quality of this movie was so bad. I don't think you could see anything.
Dude, it's very dark. Like, the copy that, like, Ken found for us to watch was just, like... And I assume that that made it darker. But, like, it doesn't seem like the lighting. Also... This movie is dubbed like it's like an Italian exploitation film. Like it's everything's over. They like overdubbed almost all of the audio. I don't think there was any. I think they dubbed the fucking aliens multiple times because it seems like they're.
I don't even think it's dubbed. I think it's just really bad audio.
No, no, no. It's dubbed. They dubbed over this because it's that like slight disconnect. From like I've been so one of my favorite YouTubers is Brandon Tenold. He does like cult movie reviews on his YouTube channel. The man and I figured out he has like 300,000 subscribers. I'm like, this man is way too good for this. He needs way more subscribers. But like he does a lot of like weird random like he's like done things like reviewing Turkish Spider-Man. If you don't know anything about Turkish Spider-Man, it is like one of the worst. It's where Spider-Man is killing people with guinea pigs. It's insanity. But he does a lot of movies that are dubbed, like a lot of the Italian movies in the 60s or 70s and 80s and stuff where like you dub over regardless if they record the audio on scene. And I'm like just watching this, like this kind of seems like every single like dubbed film that is like from this, and it's just I see why this movie is as popular as it is, but the problem
I don't
is,
know if I consider it popular
in cult. Okay, it's a cult movie. There you go.
Wait, let me stick my information dick in right there. Okay. So being popular and whatnot, the makers of Mystery Science Theater 3000 TV show apparently only rejected three movies in the time that the show was going. This was one of them.
There are things in this movie, including vacuum cleaner rape, which you don't know is vacuum cleaner rape until later on because they don't show it. They show the panties being pulled down, but then the characters is like pregnant, and so it's vacuum.
I mean, I just kind of assumed that since Dusty also raped the guy. The whole time all this was going on, all I could think of was the Evil Dead and trees. And I was like, whoa, that's the noise you make when you watch that. Whoa.
That's also the noise Kaden makes when she comes.
It
sounds like,
am I watching a weird rape scene or am I coming? I don't know.
Who knows? Is there a vacuum cleaner attacking Ken, or is she pleasuring herself? Who knows?
You know, who knows?
I don't even know what to say about this movie. I was watching this film yesterday, and I'm like, or Sunday. Yesterday was Sunday. Yes, yesterday. And I'm like, this movie is wild. And it just kept, I will say though, I don't know, what is a rug sucker? I know it's a vacuum cleaner, but I've never heard the term rug sucker before this film.
I don't know. Why'd you ask me a question without letting me know that you were going to ask me a question?
The words coming out of my mouth are coming out of my mouth at the exact same time they're like being thought of. So like, I can't fucking tell you that like when this is happening.
I mean, there's a brand called the Rug Sucker, which is rug washing and cleaning tools for the professional cleaner and restorers.
What about the hoe-fessional tour?
You know, I don't know, but they're very adamant about pro because it's in all caps.
Pro.
But I mean, the only thing I can assume is that it's... There's a Facebook group with 560 plus followers called the Rug Sucker, 522 likes. The promotion and appreciation of the Rug Sucker, the newest tool for area rug decontamination and period.
It's for cleaning up period?
No, just period. Here's the thing. Okay, so this movie's awful. All right. It's funny. It's so bad that it's funny. Even though it is a little bit painful to watch just how bad the dubbing is and how bad the sound quality is and everything. And again, it could have just been the copy we found. Huge thanks to Stone for finding us that copy, because good God. But it was a good time. Would I sit down and watch this by myself? No. Would I sit down and watch this again? Only if other people were going to be there so I could torment them. One of the like random, this is kind of a side note piece, whatever, the working title for this movie was called Vacusapien, VACUSAPIEN, and the draft script is currently for sale online for $750.
It's weird, man, for a movie called Oversex Rugsuckers from Mars. One, you never know that learn that the aliens are from Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Two, like, the only nudity in this movie is like the rug suckers, the aliens from Mars.
No,
like,
you get to see the woman next door's entire existence.
Yeah. It's weird though, like that happens, and then like the rest of the movie is pretty PG when it comes to that. Like, it's like, I think, I don't know. I think this movie stops being R-rated as soon as the shitty wife gets murdered at the beginning of the movie. Like,
yeah, I personally am a big fan of the blood in this movie. I feel like that's just fabulous. It looks like watered down Campbell's tomato soup.
It does.
And that makes it perfect. I will say, I went back and forth on whether or not to suggest this for the podcast. I knew it was going to be terrible. I was hyper aware of the fact that it was going to be terrible. But I was torn because I wasn't sure what the horror element would be, because again, I hadn't seen it. And so I did confirm with Rance from the Black Lodge. There you go. See, I got it that time, to make sure that it's technically horror. And he just laughed at me and was like, yeah. And but honestly, it is, like, there's a lot of ways you can look at it. You know, there is violence, there is rape, there is, you know, all this other shit, which it's hard to like view the rape as actual bad, but
yes,
but there's the horror element of it that I look at, if you want to play with it and go deep, is that we don't know what's out there. There could be, if you follow a lot of conspiracy theories, then the aliens are who, you know, we stemmed from aliens and we stemmed from angels and all these other things, and we crossbred and fucked our way to existence. So there's a lot of things there with that. So you could sit and think about it like, oh yeah, this is a scary movie because this is something that could actually happen. And then we could all be making robot or alien vacuum cleaner babies.
All I know is, and Ken, this is you. I think you overthink things as you overthink most things in life because you're Ken, and because you've had assholes gaslighting you for the last 20 years. All I know is that this movie wasn't boring, which was my primary like call out when doing a movie, because
there was one section where I kind of like zoned out and I was like, oh wait. But it was funny because when we were talking about this, I know I'm totally interrupting you, but we were talking about it in the Discord and everybody was like, Rod's going to kill you for this. And I was like, listen, they made me watch Skidamarink and then some Outwaters or Outboarders or whatever movie like right after. This is nothing. Like, we're fine. Even though, to be fair, I never finished Skidamarink. Sorry.
I will watch this movie over Skidamarink 10 out of 10 times. Also, again,
can we have that on like a quote or like a title somewhere that's like, I will watch this over Skidamarink 10,000 times.
I see, the thing is, I like a bad movie if it's entertaining. I a constant movie I talk about all the time, like to the point I was talking about this in Classy Katie's stream one day, and like I think half the chat wanted to kill me because I was talking about this insane movie, is The Fanatic. I was just bringing this up in your stream this morning. One of the worst movies ever made. John Travolta goes full F, I'm like, a full R, I'm like he shouldn't, like they quote in Tropic Thunder. Fred Durst directs the movie. It is one of the worst movies I've ever seen, and yet I love it with all my heart because it is so bad that it is. It's why The Room is such a loved movie, right? Because The Room, you're tearing me apart, Lisa, is like just. Have you seen The Room, Ken?
I've seen it in so many pieces that I have seen The Room.
No. So no. Don't lie to me. I meant, have you watched The Room? Yeah, exactly. There you go.
No.
The Room is wonderful. I hate that movie.
Which is really sad because Central Cinema does live action, like, commentary over The Room with the actors and stuff and the directors pretty regularly. And, yeah. Oh, I don't get to go to the movie theater anymore for a while. Anyway, sorry.
Ken is going to have to ride a moose into town to...
Listen, you joke, but there are moose out there. You think they know of the show? Should I ask them, be like, hey, have you heard of Murder Moose? Because I definitely am not going to get close enough for a moose to be able to hear me as like much as possible. So they're fucking scary. They're like 18 feet tall. They lumber through everything like a lumber yard. And they have giant horns. And they give zero fucks. And if you look at them funny, they will charge you and try to destroy you. And they eat tree bark.
Yep.
There's
a reason why almost 4 years ago I did this podcast, Murder Moose, because they're fucking horrifying. And I was planning on starting with Josh, and here we are. Now there's Murder Moose. Now Ken is an honorary Canadian.
Speaking of, this has nothing to do with anything we were talking about. I just happened to look down at my camera. I'm going to have a black eye this week. I was streaming today and dropped some of my microwaved eggs on the floor. And I leaned over really fast to pick them up and hit this whole side of my face on my mic arm. And my eye started watering. And I have a lot of makeup on it right now. But this shit is going to be bad. Like, I still kind of wonder if I didn't fracture this little piece right here because it hurts. Anyway, side note.
I love cats and gym and punching women in the face. No, I'm just kidding.
It was so funny because I was like, fuck, like somebody clipped that, right? Like, I don't want to go somewhere and somebody be like, oh, you know, like I legitimately did it to myself again.
It's
The number of black eyes I've had in my life, 90% of them have been self-inflicted.
I had a black eye one time, I think, and it was like I was playing catch with my dad when I was a kid, and the ball went like on the top of my glove and then proceeded to hit me right in the eyeball and black eye. And then like this is in the summertime in Ohio, and I had like remember those Kool-Aid things, the Squeeze-Its? It was a squeeze.
Those
it.
Were the boom.
And
the
we
boom.
Put
the bomb.
The boom. Bombs go boom and King goes. But and we would freeze them because it was hot out. So I wanted one and I put it in the microwave. So like, which I don't even remember. I'm like, that was plastic. And but I was a stupid kid, right?
I mean, I would have done it. Let's be honest. Like,
and then I went to drink it and it was way hotter than I thought. And like, I burnt my face and I have a black eye. I looked like my dad refused to take me to the movie because he said I looked like the poster child for Chappies.
Yeah, like the other times I've had black eyes, I had a ball hit me in the face and I've broken my nose a few times and like I've been kicked in the face. But like the majority of mine have been self-induced by, you know, falling and breaking my nose and giving myself a black eye, or that time that I was putting on deodorant too quickly and it slipped and clipped my eye, or today when I smashed my own face onto the desk. Live in front of God and everybody.
I laugh because it's like there's that thing with ADHD people, you know, the ADHD walk where you like walking and you're like, you move your hips but not the rest of your body. You're just like, you like use your, you're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like you're like doing like the mambo or some shit while you're walking on accident. But it's like, yeah, we're all like the most, it's because our brain is trying to do seven things at once. It's like you're like trying to think of your like next 18 years of life while walking to the kitchen for a glass of water, and then you're like, oh, why are my legs look like wood, like rabid woodchucks have attacked them, because like you run into everything because ADHD.
I've literally run into doors like with my face. Like that's another way I got a black eye one time. And of course, you know, anytime somebody asks you, like, oh my God, what happened? Oh, I ran into the door. People immediately are like, oh, like the time I accidentally slammed the door on my face and I hit my face with the doorknob. And then I had a black eye and people were like, oh my God, what happened? I ran into a door. What? No, like I actually ran into a door. Okay. Like this is not me trying to hide anything. I legitimately ran into a door. I would tell you.
Is a walking, talking version of every excuse abuse videos use for therapy.
But like, I'm not even joking. These are all, I did these to myself. Like
I know, it's like,
but it's funny because like I have a relative who was, this is not funny, but it's interesting, I guess. I do have a relative who was physically abused for years. And the one of the times that she was like really hyper aware that she needed to get out was because she told us she walked into a door when she had like two giant shiners. And I pulled her aside and I was like, that excuse is only going to get you so far. Like I was like 16, maybe. Dude. I may have even been younger. And I was like, that excuse is only going to get you so far. We know what's going on.
Yeah.
And so now as an adult, anytime I do something stupid, I have to be like, well, I walked into a door.
Well, the thing is, when you have two black eyes, going, you walk to the door doesn't like exactly like the physics of that are just like.
I mean, the only thing I think of is if you walked like directly into the door and like hit your face like this. Yeah,
but then you wouldn't have black eyes. You would just
if you hit your nose hard enough, then this will all be.
I mean,
there's ways.
There are ways. I mean, if you can get murdered by a vacuum cleaner, Ken, like this movie. I want to know what, like.
What love is? Sorry.
I want to know what love is.
I want you to show me.
Like, what. I do love like so much of this movie. It was just completely aware of their budget, like, and they didn't even try to make things like. I mean, they were like, "We have an animation of aliens with big boobies and penises, and we don't have a lot of budget, and we're gonna make it a sentient vacuum named Gary. Was it Gary? What the fuck was the vacuum?
Dusty.
Name? Dusty, who falls in love with a homeless man. Who?
No, then, Dusty didn't fall in love with the homeless man. Victor fell in love with Dusty. Dusty was just down to fuck. Like,
but then he said they realized they were both gay and that they, oh God.
That's true. I did forget about that.
Yeah. He's like, then we realized we were both gay and yeah, we went from there. But, they do all this and then the one of the most disturbing scenes in the movie is when the lady gives birth in the court.
Oh my
scene.
God. I loved it though.
And how it is this like weird, like I just laugh at them going like the lawyers trying to use the one. It's like obviously the smallest room you've ever seen a courthouse suit. Like it was like a 10 by, it was like a prison cell almost. It was so tiny, but they were like sitting there giving, doing this lawyer courthouse scene where who's the main character in this movie? Is it the homeless guy?
I don't know. I think like, I feel like, what's it called in movies where you have a cat that is refusing to just sit down? What's it called in movies where you have almost like two different, like complete movies happening at once, but they are related to each other? Like, I feel like he was the main story of part, like the main character of part of the movie.
Yeah.
But your overarching main character obviously is Dusty the Vacuum. Like, come on. Yeah. But I think, I don't know, like, I feel like, they all kind of share equal existence.
Yeah, it's very much, dude, there's so much in this movie. It's wild and I fucking love it. Like, why are the cops, there's like two homicide detectives in like LA who are, for some reason, they're like homicide detectives in like 1943. It's
think LA noir.
Yeah, very LA noir. But like, and then the one guy gets beat up by the see, that guy was asking for it because he was supposed to put the vacuum cleaner back in the car, the police car, and he puts it in the back seat. He should have put it in the trunk. If he would have put Dusty in the trunk, he would have been fine.
Yeah, but also, nobody puts Dusty in the corner.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then you get dust bunnies.
True. I will say the vacuum cleaner lineups
was hilarious. They just kept bringing in new vacuums. So here's the scene. The one woman in the movie who ends up getting raped and then impregnated by the vacuum, she's like trying to get the officers to help her find the vacuum. And they just keep pulling all these random ass vacuums out of nowhere and putting them in a lineup. And we were talking about it in Discord while we were watching this, which again, if at any point in time you're listening to this podcast and you want to come and hang out, like I try to show the movies now in Discord for the podcast because I think it's fun and it riles Owen up, which is always good.
Yeah.
But so you're more than welcome to. But so anyway, we're talking about it and they're like, dude, it'd be so funny if they were like, all right, prisoner or, you know, person number three, step forward. And like somebody has to run in, plug it in, step back, and then the vacuum goes and like steps forward and then like turns and comes back and everything.
Yeah.
I also had a lot to say about my Roomba, who I think was dropped on its head too much as a baby vacuum. Because it can't get its way out of the bathroom, and then I'll take it out of the bathroom and put it to, you know, roam about the house. And then it somehow ends up back in the bathroom, even though there's like a lip. I don't know how the fuck it can get up there, but it like sees a shoe and it's like, oh, I've fallen off a cliff. Anyway, sorry. Side notes. Roombas are weird.
I've never bought a Roomba because if you don't know, Roombas are kind of expensive. Like
they're very expensive. AJ bought me mine like years ago.
Aren't they like $300 or $500 or something like that? That's like a lot.
Yeah. And you have a lot of pets. Just like now, like I mean, it won't get all the cat hair. Like I'd have to let it go nonstop for it to keep up with the cat hair. At least the one I have. They're better now, but like the one I have, I have carpet.
The only reason I would ever want a Roomba, if we're being honest, is if I had a cat, because the videos of cats riding around on Roombas are my favorite things in the world. And like a video years ago of a cat in a shark costume riding on a Roomba was like peak internet. But like, yeah, that the whole fucking
round,
sorry. The whole like the police sub story is fucking hysterical. And like the, every time the vacuum does, like, I don't know, man. This movie was like, it fully embraces how ridiculous it is, which is why it's, it is like, was, it's a don't get me wrong. Technically, this movie is terrible. The acting's bad. It's lit like garbage. The audio, obviously, we're talking about the dubbing is bad. The dialogue is bad. But the thing is that makes it like endearing the whole time is that it is doesn't take itself seriously at all, which is something you have to do when you're writing a movie about a horny. You know what? Let's go about that because I want to talk about this real quick because I want to, my brain has transitioned. No one in this movie is oversexed besides maybe the vacuum cleaner. And
the vacuum's only oversexed because it keeps getting into an aphrodisiac tea.
Yeah, exactly. The vacuum cleaner is only horny because for some reason everyone keeps spilling this horny tea. So the reoccurring, the fucking guy who gets arrested at some point in this movie is there's a whole subplot where he just watches this Filipino lady across the street like strip, and then you learn later on she knew he was watching and she was like turning around watching her, but like he sits there and jerks off, which is pretty fucking funny because it's like he's like the faces this dude is going like he's like and the noises and everything are just wonderful, and then his wife like wants to have sex with him and he's like obviously super like repulsed because he would rather jerk off in like in the bathroom watching this Filipino lady across the street, and so she tries to give him this aphrodisiac tea and then spills it on the floor, and I don't know why when the vacuum cleaner gets horny it gets violent, like because it sucks up the tea and then proceeds to murder for the first time and is like the only really violent scene in this whole movie, because everything like everything else, it doesn't really show much, right? But like, this is what it seems like to me, Ken. Hollywood movies they shoot in like ways that like save them the most money. Like they're like, oh, we're gonna do this scene then this scene. Like they're not in this movie. Feels like they shot it like from beginning to end, and when they started running out of money, you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like, oh, okay, there's less vacuum. But I don't know, man. This movie is wild, and I'll say it. I love bad movies if they're entertaining, and this movie is entertaining. And I fully endorse like this movie being terrible in the best way possible.
11 years ago, an Ask Reddit question was posted of Reddit. What was the worst movie you've ever seen? Receiving one upvote, Inspector Queso said oversexed Rugsucker from Mars.
Dude, I'm going to go back to Brandon Tenold, who I'm referring to because I've been watching his YouTube a lot the last couple of days. This man has watched some of the worst movies ever made, including the Canadian masterpiece, which is Things. I don't know if you know about the movie Things. It is so bad that, like, it's like one of the worst movies ever made. And he always points out that people call Things the worst movie they've ever seen, and they haven't seen a lot of movies. And they haven't watched Sharks of the Cornkin. They haven't done that to themselves.
No.
They haven't watched Skinner Marinky Dinky Doo.
Oh, but everybody thinks that's the best movie since Sliced Cum.
Who slices cum? And like
I don't know, people who now, like Skinner Marinky Dinky Doo.
Now all I'm thinking is like you took cum and made it into like a butter stick, but it was a cum stick, and then you just
that
started
like awful, and I hate it.
And they start cutting off little like gelatin things of cum on the end, like okay, oh I don't know if you know about this. Years ago,
the solution to IVF. Sorry,
I think it is Zeke for his birthday. His mod and video guy, Mr. Scott Evans, bought him a book. And the book was Natural Harvest.
Oh, it's to cook with cum?
Yeah, it's the cooking with cum book. And I don't think I almost died from this happening because I was laughing so hard. I'm like driving home and I had him on like the audio going into my car. And he calls his mom and starts giving her the menus and not telling her what's in it, but like just reading the book and not explaining why it does everything and then having her pick the menu. Also, Weasel is attacking
I
the
know.
Screen as we speak. And so it's like, because she's attacking the screen. Oh, there she goes. She just smacked the camera. Weasel is full on. This is like almost a scene from Oversexed Rug Muckers. Rug Suckers. God, why is it Rug Muckers? God damn it. From Mars. Also, one of the most. What is this poster, Ken? The Oversexed Rug Suckers. It has nothing. No scene in the movie was this poster. It's like
it
a giant
it
robot monster.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be, but I'm curious on why the poster is the way it is. And it says, I do like this review. The story has it all: sex, violence, and major household appliances. Yeah, it does have all that. It does have sex. It does have violence. It does have.
There ain't no sex and violence.
I mean, yeah. I
those Martians sure can suck a rug. If you only see one movie about rug sucking Martians this year, see this one. But this movie opened my eyes. I have replaced all of my carpet in my house with hardwood and tile.
Man, I will say, though, that this movie could never happen in 2024 because, like, there's the whole, like, the chick blows her boss so that he'll defend the dude, and it's very, comes across as very Harvey Weinstein-y.
Weenie!
Harvestein Weinstein-y weenie, peenie, in the beanie.
We were talking about period piece movies earlier today, too, and how, like, some of them definitely will not work nowadays. This is definitely one of those that I actually think like certain like the overall aspect could.
Yeah, I just think that there are elements of it like the like we're talking about like the kind of forced like rapey kind of stuff and like there's a lot you would just not be able to do some of the jokes. It's like you could never do in 2024 you could never do Blazing Saddles, right? Which was PG because there was no PG-13, but like now if you drop one N-bomb in your, it's an R-rated movie, obviously, and that movie drops N-bombs like it's like poop. Like it just drops them. So like, yeah, it's, that's a big thing with that. But this movie, I think a lot of the, I mean, does it, was it rated, Ken?
I honestly don't. No.
Did you find a budget for this movie in your...
I did not. I've looked. Yeah. I have looked and looked and looked. I don't think it's rated. I'll look.
I mean, I don't think it is either. I think that it actually is funny because it reminded me of what was that movie with the kid, the little kid and the parents and him poisoning them and all that?
Not rated.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Like kind of like that movie, it felt like kind of like half of it feels kind of PG jokey, and then the other half seems like hardcore adult. Like, what was that movie we were talking about? The with the little kid and his sister was in the walls. What the fuck was that called?
Oh, Cobweb.
Cobweb. Yeah, Cobweb. It kind of like remind me of Cobweb. Like with that, like where half of it seems like it's R rated and half of it seems like it's kiddie. You know, aimed at kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, we were talking about as far as like the tattoo that the community picking being the Cabbage Patch dirt duster combination as a tattoo. I would 100% get that. 100% get that. So just saying.
Ken, I commend you.
Thank you.
For your dedication to the
craft.
To the craft, and there are ears on the web skirt and on the Ken's webcam, and it's just like the top third of Weasel's head.
She's
amazing.
Just watching what's going on.
I know
she's very like this, interested.
She's like this rod dude. I want to eat him. Oh. He looks really weird. I'm sorry, Weasel. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Weasel. 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 I don't know what's going on.
She Weasel. Was very interested in that.
I know she's got weird spotted ears.
She does.
Because this obviously didn't get a real theatrical release, so there aren't probably like things with like how much it made or whatnot either.
I didn't see one.
I wonder like how. I mean, think about it, because this came out in 1989, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is 35 years later, and we're sitting here doing this on the podcast, how this movie has maintained,
has survived.
Like, yeah, how's it maintained its cult status? How have, like,
I want to know if it's really considered, like, what do we consider a cult movie at this point? Like, the, like I said, the only reason I would know of this is because Brandon from Rants from the Black Lodge knows,
yeah,
every movie that's ever been created, like, in detail. It's very interesting. Did you just hiss at the camera? Anyway, so, like, I don't know, because, I mean, I certainly had never heard of it until then, and I don't think you had heard of it until then. So,
I'd never heard. I told Cameron before we started, like, whenever I, like, look over here, it's going to be looking up the title of this movie, because Oversex Rugsuckers from Mars is not an easy title for my brain to remember. But, like, it is not, like, it's one of those things where it's, like, it's weird, and I don't know how it maintained any kind of, like, it must have gotten a VHS release, right? And then gone on from there. And I think the copy you have seemed like it was ripped from a DVD. So, like, it, that was whatever. So, like,
yeah. And, like, the one that I had in my hands was, like, it was a DVD, but I don't know, like, the legitimacy of it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't open the box to see, but
yeah.
I'm really mad that I didn't buy it.
I just, you know what, I truly do appreciate this film, because it is obviously, like, people went out with not a lot of money and just had a silly, stupid fucking idea, and they followed through, and they made the best of an idea that is completely insane. Like, everyone doing this movie had to have been stoned as shit, like, or writing it at least. Like, it was like, there's no way sober people came up with this plot and all this stuff. But, like,
did you notice how stoned out of his fucking mind the judge had to be? He's one of my favorite characters in this movie, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, why do you love the judge so much?
He's just so unnerving.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, his whole, like, little, like, creepy smile and, like, just, he just looks so excited to exist in this plane.
Well, it's funny because it's like that guy, the main guy whose, like, wife gets murdered, like, is, like, the biggest asshole in the world. And but it's like this, he has this weird charm to him the whole time where it's like you hate him at first, and then, like, he comes all over his feet and, like, it, like, while looking out the window, and you start going, I can't. And by the end, you kind of like the guy, which is weird. And it's like,
I thought that he was from Australia, and he keeps talking about that he's from the UK or from London. And I'm like, dude, you sound like you're from Australia, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if I ever watch this movie again, I'm going to be high beforehand.
I would assume that would be a good way. With your adventures of Canada, maybe you rewatch it just, like, high as shit. And it's like, this is... Maybe. This is like this would be a movie that, going back to it, that Brandon Tennell's channel. Like, I'm like tempted at this point to go, like, join his Patreon and tell him to watch this movie, because
it
would be pretty pretty prime candidate, like, for the things he does. But it's just like, you make a movie like this. How long is it? What was the, like, an hour and 20? Yeah. One, they keep under 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they just, like, ham it up and just embrace the silliness of everything. Three, they have a bunch of really funny actors. Like, the homeless guy is fucking wonderful the whole time. And who has some of the most insane, like this psychologist is trying to, like, fix him, and this dude doesn't give a fuck. He just wants to go marry his vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And I do laugh when he took the vacuum cleaner to the hotel to fuck it. Is just
I liked at the very beginning when he fingers the vacuum bag. That part's really good. I did enjoy a good old vacuum bag fingering. Speaking of which, I swear to God, if we ever have to go back to bag vacuums, no,
dude,
no.
I swear to God, vacuum cleaners, like, I've never bought a vacuum cleaner that has lasted more than, like, 6 months. Those things are, like,
really?
Yeah, I just had the worst luck with all the pets and everything like that. I don't know.
I just have to like take them apart pretty regularly and like completely take them apart, like get a screwdriver out
Fuck
and take
that.
shit out and like fix it. Well, I mean, because if you get a really good one, you don't want to spend, you know, a fuckload of money and then have to throw it away pretty quick. Weasel is very interested in the dogs. But like I love, as an adult, you get me like a really nice bagless vacuum that like has a decent length cord. Oh.
And then Ken is just like ready for vacuum cleaner sex.
I am. Just shove it in me.
And 3 weeks later. Okay, that was another th weird thing. One of the weirder things about this movie, when like she has sex with the like it was there. I just assumed it was a gap because of the trial length or whatever it took to get him to trial. Like she wasn't pregnant at all, and then she was very pregnant. So, yeah. And then that weird baby, which was. They took a little handheld vacuum and they cut a Cabbage Patch Baby apart and glued it to it. That's all it was. And
It
it
was
is.
perfect.
It
I
was
want
perfect.
it as a tattoo.
That. The, okay.
Oversized.
The last thing I want to talk about before we wrap up is the vacuum cleaner being shot by the police is one of the best scenes ever. It. Zelda! What are you doing? Come here, you silly bitch. This poodle is freaking out because she doesn't know what's happening.
I need this as a tattoo. Okay, that's just all there is to it.
But yeah, so then the vacuum cleaner gets killed by the police, and it is like the best scene ever. And then the guy, the homeless guy, brings it back to his homeless like couch, and is yeah, it is. This, I don't think I would go watch this movie in a theater because it's too wild and I need like small breaks. But yes. You okay there? If you're not watching the video, Zelda's here and she's being a brat. But I gave her a treat.
Good.
Okay, you go be a good girl. Ugh, silly poodle. Silly, silly poodle. Yeah, this movie was a lot of fun though, Ken. And I don't it's funny, as like I don't know if you had heard people were talking about that invisible movie that came out last Friday, and
No, I haven't heard anything about it.
it was not good mostly. It's the same director who did that Fantasy Island and the other Blumhouse like Truth or Dare type game, like that kind of
Oh,
thing.
yeah.
So that same director did it, and like I watched two different reviews, and like the one guy tried to be nice about it, and the other guy was just shitting on it like the whole almost the entire time. And I'm just like, oh man. And so what I'm saying is I'd rather watch this than that movie, and
Hell yeah.
because this movie was fun, even though it was terrible.
Yeah. It's a terrible movie. It's fun. I don't think that, I would really hope that they weren't taking themselves seriously, but
Oh,
it
there's
didn't
no,
feel like they were. So,
they weren't at all. If they and if they
yeah.
were, they are the silliest motherfuckers in the world. So, yeah. Do you have any
Yeah.
idea what you want to do next weekend, or do we just figure that out as like, or I think about it while you're on your adventures?
We could think about it. I don't know if you want to go back and do some like foreign film, or if you want to do, if you want to wait to do those until Josh is back or whatever you want to do,
I
I'm
don't know.
good.
I don't know if Josh is ever coming back with how busy his life is the problem. So,
Yeah, we need to
I don't
poke
know. We could,
him.
we'll think about it and talk about it, and we'll let you guys know over Twitter. I've been bad at tweeting. Like Josh
I haven't
leaving,
done shit with Twitty.
completely disrupted my whole like process with this podcast. So yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll do that then. Okay, Ken, you do your adventure and you be safe and you get back to where you're going. Like. It's gonna take you 3 weeks to get there, but yeah.
3 million years.
Okay. And this movie was fun, and I'm glad you picked it because it was an experience. Was an
Yeah.
experience, Ken. And
It was a
yeah, so
journey.
thanks for listening to this shit show. You guys can all go to murdermoose.com and YouTube and look for Murder Moose Podcast, and you can find us there. And yeah, and we're on all the podcast feeds, so do that shit. So you go to continue.com and you find her schedule. She's off for the next 2 days, but by the time you're listening to this, she's live again, so you guys don't have to worry about
this. My schedule is shifting slightly, so instead of starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and going until 2 p.m. Eastern, we'll be starting at 8 a.m. Eastern and going until 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yep. And Ken will be doing her thing and kicking ass. So, and I'm doing my thing and continuing to play Yakuza or Like a Dragon. I went through the whole Animal Crossing minigame, Ken, and it's the best thing ever. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
That's so awesome. Yeah. I'm going to be working through Pacific Drive, which is not Pacific Rim, no matter how many times Rod tries to convince you otherwise.
I want to call it Pacific Rim Job, but that's just because I like eating
that's
asshole.
That's even better.
Yeah, Pacific Rim Job.
I'm going to go eat some asshole and then eat some dinner.
Everybody eat ass,
touch grass,
and we will catch you guys next week for whatever the fuck we end up watching. So I love you, Ken. Be safe, and we'll catch you guys
next week.
Love
y'all.
Bye.
Bye.